If you have questions for Dave and Tom to respond to in a future Contending for the Faith, stay with us. We'll have our contact information at the end of the program. You are listening to Search the Scriptures Daily, a radio ministry of the Berean Call. We turn now to our final segment, Understanding the Scriptures, and we resume our excursion through the book of Acts. Here again are Dave and Tom.
This is our Understanding the Scriptures segment, and we're in Acts chapter 14. Dave, I think we got to verse 19, but we'll back up to 18, but we'll back up a little bit more, because what happened was there was a man in Lystra, and Paul, through the grace of God, mercy of God, healed this man, and it was a wonderful sign. It was a wonderful miracle, but it didn't go down well because the people got so excited that they thought that Paul and Barnabas were gods, and they came out to worship him, and Paul got all upset about it, which he should have, rightly so. Not like some who profess to do miracles today and have their entourages and have their following, their crowds, and so on, and basically they're thought to be more than they are.
Yeah, because they don't really do miracles.
Right.
Anyway.
Right. Paul is then addressing this crowd, and not only did they believe that they were gods, they came to worship them, make offerings to them, and so on, which upset Paul and Barnabas. And Paul cries out, saying, verse 15, "Sirs, why do ye these things? We also are men of like passions with you, and preach unto you that ye should turn from these vanities unto the living God, which made heaven and earth and the sea and all the things that are therein, who in times past suffered all nations to walk in their own ways. Nevertheless, he left not himself without witness, in that he did good and gave us rain from heaven and fruitful seasons, filling our hearts with food and gladness." And you think that would be, that would make sense to them, right? But verse 18, it says, "And with these sayings, scarce restrained they the people, that they had not done sacrifice unto them." Verse 19, "And there came thither certain Jews from Antioch and Iconium, who persuaded the people, and having stoned Paul, drew him out of the city, supposing he had been dead. Howbeit, as the disciples stood around him, he rose up and came into the city, and the next day he departed with Barnabas to Derbe."
Well, he must have had a real headache. Of course, the Lord could have delivered him, and maybe he did deliver him. And later on in the book of Acts, we find a viper comes out of the fire and grabs, hangs on to Paul, and pumps poison in him, and Paul feels no harm.
Dave, it's supposed in this experience that Paul went through that maybe this is where he had a vision of heaven. Maybe he did die, and the Lord sent him back. What do you think about that?
Well, let me read what he says. That's 2 Corinthians chapter 12. He says, "I knew a man in Christ above 14 years ago, whether in the body I cannot tell, or whether out of the body I cannot tell, God knoweth, such an one caught up to the third heaven. And I knew such a man, whether in the body or out of the body, I cannot tell, God knoweth, how that he was caught up into paradise and heard unspeakable words, which it is not lawful for a man to utter," and so forth. So I think he is talking about himself. And what other time than this, probably, when it happened, but we're not sure. But the fact is, they thought he was dead. And he was not dead. And it doesn't say that he was resurrected. But he came back to consciousness and went in with them into the city.
It's amazing how straightforward it says it. "Howbeit, as the disciples stood round about him," I mean, it doesn't, you know, what were they expecting? You know, I'm sure they were grieved, sad, confused, shocked. But it just lays it out. "He rose up and came into the city, and the next day he departed with Barnabas to Derbe." He doesn't make a big issue of it.
Right. Paul has suffered so much for Christ. In 2 Corinthians chapter 11, he tells about it, how many times he was beaten with rods and scourged with a cat of nine tails, and probably had glass or steel or whatever that would just tear up your body. How many times he was in prison and shipwrecked and now stoned. And he counted it glory, all joy, he said, that he could suffer for the cause of Christ. And in fact, says, even hereunto were you called, that is to suffer.
Mm-hmm.
It's given. In Philippians chapter 1, he says, it's given unto you to suffer for the cause of Christ.
And not in any sense to expiate his own sins or to, you know, as we know today, or... But in being given that, that wouldn't be a popular message today, Dave.
He didn't flagellate himself. This was the world, the hatred that we talked about earlier, against Christ and against the message of the gospel, against the truth. So he suffered for the sake of Christ. And I think, you know, he said, whether in the body or out of the body, what does that mean? In 2 Corinthians 12, where we read it, Paul says, whether in the body or out of the body, what does that mean? What's the importance of that? Well, if you're in the body, you're unconscious, but you're still alive. If you're out of the body, you're dead, and it would be a resurrection, because James clearly says the body without the spirit is dead.
Mm-hmm.
And these people who claim to have out-of-body experiences are out there. It's a delusion. A demon is playing a videotape in their brain. If they were out of their body, then when they came back into it, it would be a resurrection. They would have been dead and resurrected. But anyway, Paul, I guess he's going to go into hiding now, and he's going to retire, and he's not going to preach the gospel anymore because it's just too much suffering. Now, the next verse says, and when they had preached the gospel to that city and had taught many, they returned again to Lystra and to Iconium and to Antioch. He's going back to the place where they stoned him and left him for dead. And what is he doing there? Confirming, verse 22, confirming the souls of the disciples and exhorting them to continue in the faith, and that we must through much tribulation enter into the kingdom of God. Tom, I remember being in the Iron Curtain days, traveling through Eastern Europe, Russia. We were there a number of times. And the Christians back there wondering, why are we, that is we Soviet citizens, why are we suffering so much? We have to meet in secret. We get put in jail. We've been killed by Stalin. But over in America, huge churches, it's so popular. Christianity is so popular. I'm not going to say it's entirely this, but maybe we don't have a kind of Christianity in the United States that Satan feels he needs to attack. In fact, could it be possible? And again, Tom, I don't want to get letters and saying you guys are so negative and what are you trashing everybody. No, I'm not doing that. I'm raising a question. When you consider that Paul says we must through much tribulation enter into the kingdom of God, and 2 Timothy chapter 3, he says all those who will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. Okay, and the big thing in America today is, well, Joel Osteen, for example, my goodness, nobody's going to fight that gospel because it's just a positive thinking message, you know, success and happiness. So maybe we're presenting a Christianity that not only doesn't Satan feel he needs to attack, but he kind of wants to help it grow. Let's get bigger churches, and let's get more people who think they're Christians and who really aren't.
Dave, didn't you some time back, I mean years and years ago, tell a story about, which happened in fact, some those who had gone through persecution and behind the Iron Curtain and then came here, and their faith became shipwrecked. They were destroyed because of they couldn't handle the so-called prosperity.
Well, actually, Tom, some of their children. And again, it's a complicated thing because when they came here, they were so separated from the world that their children resented it. And they couldn't, or they had no choice in the Soviet Union. But now they resented it and they got into all kinds of worldliness and drugs and and so forth, and lost their faith. I don't think the kids really had the faith of the parents. Mm-hmm. They had no choice except to go along with it. So that was a tragedy that the parents were not able to pass that on to their children in the West. Now, on the other hand, Tom, I guess we could say, well, had they not come to the West, maybe the fact that they didn't have real faith in Christ would never have been discovered. Better to discover it now when you can remedy it than in eternity.
Dave and Tom will take up their discussion on the topic of salvation next week. We hope you can tune in. This is Search the Scriptures Daily, a radio ministry of the Berean Call. Does God love only some of us? Has He already determined those elect who will live forever with Him in heaven? Are you one of the elect? And if not, is there anything you can do about it? The doctrine of Calvinism, its 5 points and their implications for the body of Christ are discussed and debated in 2 powerful books from Dave Hunt and the Berean Call. Debating Calvinism, 5 points, 2 views, features a written debate between Dave Hunt and James White, published by Multnomah. In an easy-to-read format, Hunt and White exchange energetic letters addressing this long-argued topic. Co-author of The Seduction of Christianity and co-host of Search the Scriptures Daily Radio, Dave Hunt.
The influence of Calvinism is growing greatly in the church today. It's very important that we understand. And we did Debating Calvinism so that you could have a debate in writing. You can go back and forth and read exactly what each side said. Think it over carefully rather than an emotional debate.
And in what some are calling the definitive work on this topic, don't miss Dave Hunt's What Love Is This? Calvinism's Misrepresentation of God. In this recently expanded and updated edition, Dave exhaustively documents the unscriptural nature of this doctrine that comes perilously close to blasphemy. Once again, Dave Hunt.
We did a new revised, updated edition of What Love Is This? Because so many Calvinists were criticizing what I had said. I went through all of their criticisms and answered them in this new and expanded version.
Debating Calvinism, 5 points, 2 views, and What Love Is This? Calvinism's Misrepresentation of God in ebook or hardcover are both available from the Berean Call. Information on how to order in just a moment. Would you like to expand your knowledge of God's Word? We offer a wide variety of items that will greatly assist you. From books and tracts to audio and video recordings, CD-ROM, our website, and much more. For a complete list of materials or to get a copy of today's broadcast, write to us at P.O. Box 7019, Bend, Oregon 97708. Call us at our toll-free order number, 877-882-4253. That's 877-88-BIBLE. Or visit our website at www.thebereancall.org. If you would like a copy of this broadcast on tape or compact disc, ask for program number 3106. And be sure to mention the call letters of this station. Get a pen or pencil ready. We'll repeat our contact information in just a moment. Next week, we'll continue our series of programs based on Dave Hunt's book, When Will Jesus Come? And Can a Great Prophet Be Ignorant of Prophecy? In Religion in the News, Presbyterians Become More Gender Inclusive. We'll take a look at that story and address the question, what's wrong with theophostic counseling? We hope you can join us. If you have questions or comments about this program, we urge you to contact our offices. Search the Scriptures Daily Radio Ministry is made possible by God's grace, your prayers, and your financial support. I'm Gary Carmichael, and for Dave, Tom, and everyone here at the Berean Call, I would like to thank you for tuning in and invite you to join us again next week. In the meantime, if you desire to know God's truth, search the Scriptures daily. You've been listening to Search the Scriptures Daily, a radio ministry of the Berean Call. For more information about the Berean Call, write to us at P.O. Box 7019, Bend, Oregon 97708. Call us toll-free at our order number 877-882-4253. That's 877-88-BIBLE. Or visit our website at www.thebereancall.org. Join us again next week for Search the Scriptures Daily, featuring Dave Hunt and T.A. McMahon.